Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with Kentucky Wildcats Travel, returning a call back.
Yes, I have some questions, and then I want to see. We want three to a room, but what about the COVID testing? Do we need the 72 hours before we go?
Let me see if I get any information about that. One moment. And may I ask for which game are you referring to?
The UK basket, the one going to London.
Okay. Allow me a few more minutes. Let me see if I can find some information about that.
Well, it doesn't matter. We just need to know this before we go. You know what I'm saying?
So it looks like as of right now, there's no restrictions or testing requiring when arriving to England. As of June the 12th of 2022,
Okay.
DC will no longer require air passenger travels from a foreign country to the United States to show negative testing, viral testing, or documents of recovery of COVID-19 before boarding their flight. So right now there's no requirements or COVID
Okay.
restrictions.
Okay, thank you. I mean, we'll have to. Okay. And what about a payment schedule? Do you want the full amount when I put it down, or is it staggered?
It looks like there is at least a minimum deposit of 1,000 per person.
Okay. Well, this is what we want to do. I've got three people going. I'm just going to give you their names, and they'll call you and give them your $1,000 deposit. Is that okay? Can we do it that way? Because we're in three different states. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Will you be included in this travel package that you're trying to do?
Yes. And all
Okay.
three of us want to go to London, but I'm in Georgia. One of them's in Indiana and one of them's in Kentucky. So it's just easier if I put my deposit down right now and then they can call you sometime during the day. Is that okay with you?
Yes. May I first start with your last name, please?
All right, Boone. Boone.
And may I have your first name, please?
Mary. Teresa. Two words, but it's on my credit card like that. Theresa.
Okay, and just to confirm, you're wanting the 4-night air package?
Right. Three to a room.
And is Mary Teresa one word together, one name together, or
Oh,
two separate?
it's two names.
Okay.
But my checks and my credit cards are all like that.
And first name Mary is spelled Mary.
Yes. Theresa.
And may I have your date of birth, please?
7/17/1941.
And may I have your address?
At 209 Linkside, and this is one word, Linkside Drive, St. Simons Island, Georgia.
And a zip code?
315-221-1149.
And what is that city one more time? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Saint, ST period, Simons, Simons, Island, Georgia.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. One moment, please. And may I have a good email address?
Yes. This is lowercase M T Boone, B-O-O-N-E, 245 at comcast.net.
Okay. And may I have a good telephone number, please?
It's the same one. This is the only phone I have. 912-634-2499.
Okay. And thank you for providing us information. One moment, please. Okay, may I have the next person, first and last name?
Right. Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Boone, B-O-O-N-E.
And do you happen to know the birthday?
No, I don't know their birthdays. She's going to have a birthday in August sometime. She's going to be 50-something. I don't know. Sorry.
And may I have the next person name?
Catherine. I think it's Mary Catherine. I'm not sure. K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Head. H-E-A-D.
I'm sorry. H-E-A-D?
Right. That head. Might be my accent, honey.
And do you happen to know her birthday?
No, I don't. But I'm going to get off here and tell them to give you a call so you know they can give you their deposit with their credit card number, okay?
Yes, ma'am. When you call them to let them know that you got the reservation submitted, let them know that we need their name just the way that it is printed on their license and their date of birth.
Right.
Okay. Right now I put both of their birthdays to be January the 1st, 2022, just for the system to have a date on here.
Right. Well, because I don't know either one of their birthdays. I should have thought of that before. I didn't even think about it. Okay.
That's okay.
Well, can I give you both their email addresses in case, because I have that.
Yes, if you'd like to add their email address. May I first start with Ms. Catherine's email address?
Right. It's lowercase head, H-E-A-D, at capital L, capital M, capital H, capital A, capital L, 1, at .org.
Okay. And just to reconfirm, that's head, H-E-A-D, at capital L, capital M, capital H, capital A, capital L, 1.org.
Yes, that's what I have it for.
Okay. And just to confirm her first name spelling, that's K-A-T-H-R-I-N-E.
No, E-R-I-N-E. But it may be Mary. I'm not real sure. Even though we've traveled together for years.
Yes, ma'am.
K game. Where are you?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, are you? Well, that's amazing. Usually, so they're in Asia.
Yes, ma'am. No, we're in Alabama.
Okay. Well, I knew your headquarters were, but I thought maybe they'd subcontracted it out. I'm sorry. I have her address. I have their mailing address and their email.
And that's okay. We'll get their date of birth and their the name that they have on the license once they call in.
Sure. Okay. I'll tell him. Do I have
I'm
to
doing.
get you? Would it be easier to get you, or would it, I mean, anybody can click into the system, can't they?
Yes, anyone can click in the system. Just let them know that they're going to confirm their name and their date of birth as well.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Do you happen to know a TSA number, a known TSA number for check-in?
No, I don't know what that is. Oh, what do you mean?
I know that they have, if you're a frequent traveler, they have the
TSA
no number.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't traveled since COVID. Well, no, I went to Mexico last year. I don't know.
Okay. If you do happen to come by with that TSA number somewhere while you're going about your day, or you remember about it later on, you can
always call. Well, I'm past 81. Surely to God they let me through. I mean, you know, I'm 81. Sometimes I just let you know. I don't have to take my shoes off and all that crap.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'll ask him. Kathy might have a TSA number. I don't know about Cindy.
And do you have your own tickets, or would you like to include the tickets?
No, we're going to include the tickets. We want the package deal. It's like $4,600 a piece, I think. It's going out of Cincinnati, which means it's Newport, Kentucky, and then triple option. Yeah.
And do you and your do you or anyone in your party have any mobility issues that we should make aware of?
Well, you know, I'm 81, and sometimes I get vertigo. That, I mean, if I can have a, you know, seat, but I mean, you know, otherwise I'm okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, do you have preferred seating to it?
You mean during the game or during
Air flight. Okay. Well, you know what? The game, it's, I tell you what, it triggers me anymore when I'm at those games to go down steps or go up steps. If we could have preferred seating for the three of us, would be nice at the game, because, you know, it triggers my vertigo. You know what I'm telling you?
Yes, ma'am. So if you'll like to do like mid, not too up high, but just in the middle, almost lower to the ground, not to have to go walk
or
up.
Or even if I could, do they have handicapped accessible? I mean, you know, where you can, they have a special sections in America. That's where we usually get. Like when we went to, you know, Cowboy
yes,
Stadium.
Ma'am.
And all that. Yeah. I mean, I look okay, but it's just that vertigo hits me.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Yes, but we do have handicap accessibility.
Yeah. Let three of us have that. Would that be possible?
Yes.
Thank you, because I wouldn't want to be up there by myself. Even though they might think I look fine, I'm not.
I understand.
Because it just, I don't know. It's just because when I have to either look down and build steps, or if I go up and I'm thinking, oh my God, my head starts swimming. But I'm going to take the insurance in case I get stuck.
And you're also interested in the insurance?
Well, I'm going to get it myself. I usually go through Alliance. What do you all have?
Alliance is also what we go through.
Yeah, I'll just go through Alliance. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And at my age, the prices really go up, trust me.
Yes, ma'am. So I have here the reservation. Well, the total reservation is going to be 13,977. And there's a minimum deposit of $3,000, but we're going to do $1,000 for yours.
Right.
And may I have the type of card that you're using to make this purchase with?
American Express.
Okay. And may I have the card number, please?
3792-719846. 81007.
Okay. And the expiration date?
0524.
And that CVV code?
Eight. Is it on the back?
The American Express is a three-digit. I'm sorry, four-digit in the front.
Okay. 8819.
Okay. And you say on your card it's Mary Teresa Boone.
It's Mary T. Yeah, but they put Mary T on the card. I thought they put Teresa on it. I have another one I think they put Teresa on. But theirs is Mary T.
Okay. Okay. So we got that reservation payment submitted.
Okay. You know, I have a question. There was someone else that was unsure. If someone else wanted to go and we had to go to two rooms, would that be a problem?
It depends on availability.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I was thinking. But, you know, I figured, well, we got to get in. Is it going pretty quick or?
Yes, ma'am. It's going pretty quick. Like the land package had already been sold out.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes, ma'am. Last week, we haven't even had pricing. I know by Friday when we left office, there was no pricing for it just yet. And we knew it was going to be sometime this week. And right now, you're really my first call this morning. And as soon as I logged into the system, I saw that the land package was already booked. So it's probably this morning, a lot of people going online and getting that reservation submitted.
I gotcha. Well, yeah, that's what I figured. And so anyway, this is so much better because we're you don't have to worry with getting at the airport and all that other crap. And we've got our transportation, right? So this is the package where we have everything covered.
Yes.
Good. That's what we want.
Yes. So you should be receiving a confirmation in the next few minutes there, letting know about details of the reservation that we just booked. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to us. Or if there's anything that needs to be fixed on there, please give us a call back and we'd be happy to get those changes done. I have your reservation number if you'd like to write this down to provide to your friends once you reach out to them.
Yes. Thank you. That's great. Okay. I have it. Reservation number.
Yes. So it's 47123.
47123. Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. And just let them know again that they're needing to provide their date of birth and their name the way that is printed on their ID or license.
Gotcha. And hey, I appreciate it. And I will give them a call today. I hope they can get in, today. My daughter-in-law works, so I don't know about her schedule. But anyway, we're definitely going, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Kentucky Wildcats Travel. Have a wonderful day.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.